Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much to Bahle. Back with you tomorrow. Yes, she's back with you tomorrow. And of course, we're taking it over here. It's me and Sibobolos today. Jablan Dominic won't be in because ndoti palama test. Ndoti palama test. Palama assignment, Baba. Yafundwa like kaya. Yafundwa. Hey, kusi. Yafundwa put. So, shaya my assignment, ujabu. Unfortunately, won't be with us. So, I think maybe in 2 weeks' time or a week, he will be with us. We will join hands with him. We miss him already. I miss him already. Because I couldn't see him even today where we minister. I couldn't see him because of the assignments. But hey, siyazi sonke ukuthi fanele kwenzeke lokhu at one stage or another. This has to happen. So looking forward to having a great show with you. And of course, also I'm looking forward to having great conversations with you. And great conversations, I also mean great interactions that we will learn from each other. In the name of Yahuwah, Elohim, we will learn even far much more. I will connect with Sipo.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Like to start with this song, and it's a beautiful song, and I hope you'll like it too. Name of the song says, it's you, Nguwe.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Beautiful song indeed there. This is the great Hlen Ntombela. She is just doing well, man. She's doing well. Let me welcome Usipho. Sipho, sawubona putwami.
Sawubona mfundisi Reni, njani ntani ngosi?
Hey, siyaphila, sibuze kuwe.
Awasibonge baba, sibingelele abalalele emakhaya egameni inkosi yethu Jesu. UJesu seyinkosi, yaphila baba.
Wena usaphila?
Kakhulu mfundisi, ngiphile kakhulu kwala nje wona umkhaba nako nje kudedeleka komzimba. Sibonga uJesu nokhona.
Hawu ndodana. Mara ngiyabonile lapha uqambalele lapha union building ngathi le ndoda ukuthi sukume, hey kuzoba nzima ukuthi sukume la.
Akusasukumeki kalula nje kodwa sibonga uJesu.
Hayi Sipho, uyazi inputi into engiyifundile once mawulanda boma 40 mawusogijimisa 40. Fanele uyicaphele le ndaba yemikhaba ngoba masothi boma 45 futhi ngiyayisusa imikhaba isasuki.
Yeah, so it's a permanent resident. Sibanzinyana. Siyazama mfundisi ukufaka ikhinjana ibonekele speech manje abalane sikhahlele lezi zinto le ukuthi ungaze kusonde.
Yeah. Kodwa sibonga uNkulunkulu. USomandla.
Ya kakhulu iwundlu kaNkulunkulu sinjenje umusa wenkosi ukuthi siyaphila, to be counted among the living. It's a blessing indeed from God, and we thank God for that opportunity to be still alive. Thank God.
Yeah, you know, one of the thing engiyaziyo, you know, ukuthi if we rely on our Father, he will show us all the areas in our lives that we need to fix. And one of the areas that the Father shows many times to many of us is to be careful or to take note of those areas in our lives where we are deteriorating or backsliding. You know,
exactly.
And today we are going to talk about signs of backsliding. It can be in your marriage, it can be in your devotion in the services of the Father, wherever He has placed you. It can be in your walk with Him, you know.
Yeah.
There are many aspects of backsliding. You know, there are these people who think that they have never backslidden. And when you look at their marriage, you'd see this person has backslidden a long time ago.
Hey, huge.
Yeah. There's no love anymore. There's disrespect and everything. You know, or you find that at work, this person is no longer loyal in terms of service. Now he's stealing the phone, he's stealing the data of the at work, is making other businesses with work facilities.
You know,
those are signs of backsliding, because now you're a thief, you know. Whereas yeah, you're concerned, and then we are shumayela lapayana, magabambi microphone lapayana, but wehla izulu, wehla izulu elinayo, and so at times also, people don't realize that they have backslidden when they revert back to their old habits, and look, man, they are still going to their churches, they are still serving, but they are going to their old ways, bit by bit. That is a sign of backsliding. I'm talking signs of backsliding. When someone is a child of the Father, but you find that at work, you are a gossip monger. You just gossip like someone saying kom cake. You know?
And you were not like that in the beginning.
You were not like that. Even when you joined that company, when they took you, when you were so humble, you know, you were so humble, and you were so loving, and they were saying to you, "Ish, yes, this man. Where were you all the time? And we needed someone like you. He has a post," and then you start working there. They go at their meeting and they say, "Today in our boss Berard, let us welcome Sipho."
The
man of the hour. And people are happy with you and all that. Hey,
but and all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. All of a suddenly.
All of a sudden.
Now you are a chameleon, you know. So chinchili. Now the colors have changed now. Yeah. Now you are fighting everyone at work there.
And they is it the one that you employed Emuna, 2 years ago?
With this beautiful CV, this guy, Emuna, even in our prayer meetings when he prays, yo.
You could feel it. You remind me for this thing. I've been saying this sometimes. You used to say, I'm willing to go an extra mile. I'm a self-starter now.
Yeah.
No longer a self-starter.
No longer. No longer a self-starter. Now you are a pushing bowel. They have to push you to do things. And all those things. You know?
And that's part of it.
Yeah. Those are signs of backsliding. Many people think that, no, I'm not backsliding. I still go to church. I don't drink. I don't smoke anymore. So I go to church and I tithe and I pray. I pledge. And I'm involved in the vision of the church. But at work, you got people fired. You got people fired at work. Please wait, MP. You know, when people look at you, they just see an evil person.
No longer shining light.
No longer that shining light that is supposed to be on top of a table, not under the bowel. Now it's under the bowel, that light.
Yeah.
No one sees.
Yebo.
You know, and that is where, you know, we need to see these things. We need to see all these signs. And of course, I don't know if you are aware of this. Matthew 24, verses 12. "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." The aspect of lawlessness, it means when now people are no longer, and that's a sign of backsliding, when now people are no longer living according to the word of the Father, our Creator. our Elohim. They no longer live according to that. It's just shortcut, microwave faith, shortcut, microwave belief, shortcut. The aspect of following all the steps of the Father as He lays them down, no one wants to do that. And it's when lawlessness abounds, when you see in yourself that, I no longer love conversing with the Word the way I used to, that's a sign of backsliding.
Yeah.
You're too much on your phone now. You are on your phone 24/7. No, it's work. It's work. You want to tell me you have to be on your phone 24/7 because it's work where you only get a salary once a month? Come on, man. Something is not balancing there, man. They know. Mm-hmm. They know that you have to have time of your own. Always on the phone and what. Now you're conversing on the phone. Before we know it, you're gone. No longer praying, no longer doing anything. You're gone.
Yeah, I could say it.
Those are signs of backsliding. If you want to see that the person is backsliding. People backslide while they sing, they have CDs, songs on their phones of great gospels. Yeah. We know gospel music is played mostly by people who drink.
Mostly.
Mostly gospel is played by unbelievers. And I'm not saying it's irrelevant. I think it is very relevant. But hey, if you get my point, you know?
I see him from this, and it blinds our eyes that it seems as if everything is fine, whereas it's not. And the Bible literally says, "Sikhakele limpumushe ingane ngoba ize iqethe izini, ize les that catches and make us to backslide, albeiting and waiting."
Amazingly, before you got married, you were this beautiful virgin.
Hey.
And you got married. Yeah, and you got married. And time went on and on and on. Now,
there you start. Yeah.
In addition to your spouse, you have some spouse adlana, lapemakonin. You all have to make time for them and yield to their demands. You're polluting yourself like nobody's business.
That's true. We are now being started to be shed.
What comes to mind, man of God?
It is amazing, Fundisuguti, the topic for today, backsliding, is one of the worst topics that is not dealt with according to Mugwama expectations as Vangulungul, because Ipaipelitena, Omi, Lagatrapel Gutangawe. And it is true that we need a spiritual alignment, alert. At the same time, having that spirit of God within us, that will always indicate Guti, our gauge level of faith is dropping, so we can go to the pumping station and fill it up again.
Yes.
And it is nice, Guti, we've got the Spirit of God by our side. It will always indicate to you and to that one, and to that one at home. But no, Ngana Mwena, you used to wake up number 12, number 1, with Guti Tandaz, manje, so Tandaz, Parating, Gubain. But 2 years, you're no longer part of that. So, Gelama, overtime are unnecessary. You're no longer going frequently at church. All those are the small indication that will always show we're heading on the wrong direction. And one of those causes of backsliding, you are not being careful. The Bible found 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12, those who are standing, let be sure they are still standing. In other words, we need to be careful. Uguti umile, we are called. Don't just take it normal. As you have said from this, Uguti, I'm also nyai sonduin, nsa kula, nsa party team worship, nsa patela, ukonzi nkos pambi. Logu figa le tanyana, bogatu ngakuchwa ilangi sonduin. Logu ya kufiga kwako, eli ngeskatu figa kisa tanda, no. So figure band to say after sibling there and all the stuff and the ego logo a little pipe. Therefore, let the one who think is standing firm, immune to a temptation, being overconfident and self-righteous, take care that it does not fall into sin or with condemnation. In other words, it is my duty as a child of God, I must watch all those smaller nyana indications. This can give me a sign to be able to move. I used to have all those private prayer time allocated aside for praying. But for myself, but thanking God for each and everything. Those are the indication that shows what there is a sign of backsliding. Because the one who's standing against the show, take care that it does not fall. Because it is my duty to always be spiritually alert.
Mm, absolutely. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about signs of backsliding, what these are all about. Tell us about some of the signs that you know which are indicating that someone is backsliding. That someone is backsliding. Hey, Munna, you never drank even a teaspoon of wine.
Yeah.
But now, ungumgaleli kaloku.
Uyakalela,
udlali, uyanqila.
Uvala ngevesi phezulu, hayi Thixo, alenzi ke.
Walenza emshatweni.
Yeah, and it's so.
And it's a lie. It's a lie. That's a misinterpretation of scripture.
Exactly. And those are one of the
He just blessed water. They were drinking water.
Yes.
But that water was better than their wine. Because that water was pure. If Adam could tell us about the water he was drinking that kept him so much alive for so long, more than 900 years.
It's one of those signs from the backsliding when you see people now, they want to fit their own demand using the scripture, misusing it, twist it so that you can fit their own habitual that are not scriptural. They'll always try to twist. Those are the signs of funeral backsliding. How can I put a wine in this thing? And then take some verses with no Paul said, so that you can drink a small onion. All those are the stuff that you always hear Ganana from this. And to me, I've got somebody in Spanish, I'm 7, and I hear this thing, which is, who may testify at it. And Buba said him when he told me that, but no man, I'm now a backslider because of this thing. He had to pose the wine. And those we needed somebody to be skeptical and be spiritually alert. But logo to pose and jerangane, nishai toast them shatu nomzaloan, nishai toast them 17, nishai toast them and vala la pae. That habit becomes now a chain to you. You are no longer able to live without. And those are the smaller things that makes us to speak light. And one of the other phone is any. It's mammary. First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. And do not mama unwanted discontent. Discontent. And some of them did, and they were destroyed by the destroyer. When I was going from the complaining, everything, say, let us do everything in love. So, it's not going to be because those are the indications of the woman's apex slide. To a clang on it, so tender. Some for Nelam from the same man, the hot tables, who can show with senior complainer. Yes, my son and a certain so a complainer. Yes, starting so can I say, man, you gongelo, the small and things that you always do from this, but let's complain. God does not want that. And those are the signs that we are backsliding. Lower the figure. That's not complaining from this. Oh, Tati Motoya Kisson doing, who lift up as a land. But that place, which are well and you're good in the coins and goals. But now, you count all the costs, even the smaller cent of petrol that we're going to use.
Ish. It is sad when we see those things really coming across. And hey, you can tell us. You can send us your WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. And tell us how you feel about this. The very aspect of backsliding. What are the signs of backsliding that you see, that you can say, ish, yeah, I can see there are some things, there are some signs that show that the person is really going back, you know. Of course. You can also give us a shout and talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. You can talk to us there. And also 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699. You can talk to us directly there. And let's hear what you say about this very aspects. Now, Sipho, let me come to this. It happens also at times. Here's another sign. Yogutu Munt is backsliding. Proverbs 14:14 says, this kind of a person is filled with his own ways and no longer with the ways of the Father. He's now selfish. It's about you. It's about your career. It's about everything that you are about. It's about your ambition. It's about your car. It's about your money. It is about your achievement. It's about your designer clothes. About your achievements. It's about your winnings and all that. Proverbs 14:14 says, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. This person is no longer satisfied by what the Father gives. They want more. Give me more. I want more. Greed. That's greed. Covetousness and greed. Self-seeking behavior. And says such a backsliding is in the heart of a person. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remind me, uJesu ufike enye indoda ethi kuye, awutshele umfowethu ukuthi angabele, iBhayibheli ithi yena yindoda. Be careful of the spirit of covetousness, because the life of a person does not depend upon the material thing that he possesses. It is only ukufanele umuntu aphile ngezwi kaNkulunkulu. And sometimes an indication kwangathi uNkulunkulu uyakuphakamisa, Mfundisi, kanti somehow the devil is digging to your heart. Ukuthi akwenza ube self-centered, no longer concentrating on giving God's glory. Wakwabeza mfundisi abantu abafakaza enze lo uNkulunkulu, but akwenza ufile kwangathi le nto iachieve ngokwakhe amandla. That's a sign of backsliding, because we are stealing God's glory. And remember, all the glory belongs to God. And once you take it by yourself, you're stealing God's glory. And it is true, ukuthi if it's more than a so when they are preaching, as if not their fathers and they are claiming on what they possess. And when you say, Lepan Tulu, Gwangati, Uzizangati, I man, and Natan Luto, because in the fathers and I go to Matana, Unkulu never finish a losing a figure. Those are the signs to put your backslide, because we need to give God all the glory in whatever ways that He has done in our life.
Yes.
And Ogfathers and Analogon from the small funder, who Proverbs 24, verse 1, by Pelity, do not be envious of the evil men, not desire to be with them. For their mind plot evil and their lips talk of trouble. In other words, umuntu ababi mfundisi bayathanda njalo ukuvela phambi kwabantu kwangathi banezinto ezibonakalayo. And once inhliziyo yakhe desire kuba nayo, no one iBhayibheli ku 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33 lithi bad company corrupts a good character. We need to be skeptical ngoba uma umntana kaNkulunkulu, you always be among the bad company. They will corrupt you, because you'll always envy their way in which they get and achieve all those things. Others, when they buy certificates and qualify them as some board of a qualifier, bafake emsebenzini kuma CV abo, imali yabo ikhuphuke, bathole imali ezinhle. And when you are born, you try to school and you are no, you copy the same pace and the same way you've been. That's envying other evil people. There are people who possess material positions from the corner now, driving those beautiful cars or what kind of, but the way they've achieved ngayo, you see to it, no man, in the do not be envious of the evil man, because those will corrupt you and make you to backslide. Who got izinto ngendlela wrong, then they pretend they come to the front of the church. They say, God has given me promotion in 17. God has given me what and what. But if so, pain you are so Yabonagalutu was putting God on what he never even started. That is why we need not to envy evil people, because bad company will corrupt the good character in us.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. And much of the times, you know, it happens, Sipo, that people get to that aspect. You know, Yoguti, well, it doesn't look like that, you know, I will backslide. I got this. You know,
yeah, I'm still in control.
You know, and then you don't realize that. Actually, those are signs of backsliding. You don't realize that. You don't see that you're exhibiting the signs of a spiritual sickness, you know? And those are just indicators of spiritual diseases that one now is having. And, and a person goes on to actually say, I think I'm okay, I'll be fine. You know, and then before you know it, you've gone down. We must be careful. Yeah. So give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Utin Sipo ngaloku. Uza.
Hey.
Is it Tozako?
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button. Or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
Umkhulu Jabu laphayana uthi bantu bam niliphathe kahle ivangeli umkhulu Jabu laphayana uthi niliphathe kahle ngaze kakhumbulwa Bethniko Nkosi ubhuti wami laphayana basikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi uliphathe kahle khulumile umkhulu khulumile umkhulu Jabu madoda suka. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base on the issue of signs of backsliding, man. Signs of backsliding. How do you see this? I mean, we are helping one another. Sometimes maybe I come into the show and we ask, Maruru, when it comes to saving, you know, and so we need to be able to warn each other as to what are some of these things that when we look into them, we can say without a doubt, these are indicators ukuthi is backsliding, you know, and ukuthi umuntu akusebenzeki manje ngendlela ngakhona. The way they are doing things, it is just no longer the same. The quality of service is no longer the same. Then this person is somewhat deteriorated, drawing back, you know. And also, we can see it doesn't care anymore. Usually, when he comes into the office, he'd greet everyone, you know, hey, hi. Now, wing, wong, gone. you know, you can tell that, hey, mother, this person, in. The other time you see him, he's just shooting a photo on a pee and I'm a bomb.
Yeah, for no bond in Peggy, then.
Yeah, and then Opalela Piana Pants Upale, ya bondaba, ya nina bondaba. Then you can say, there's so much violence. Yeah, there's so much violence, man. There's something wrong that is happening. This guy needs help. You know?
Mm.
Yeah, so these things come across. Sipo, I am also looking into Isaiah. Chapter 1, verses 4. Isaiah says, alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, which means they have forsaken Yahuwah. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Yasharal, and says they have turned away backward. When people turn away backward from the momentum that they had with the gospel, maize go outreach no and evangelizing. You know, Ugutimani Azin man. Usipo was always there. Uchabu would always be there. Urei would be there. But now, omunye nomunye uphushe agenda yabo nobona ku Facebook umuntu ubeka isithombe sakhe nomunye usisi wamadola yelo hawu
indlela bene ngayo hayi ukuthi ukukhulu kuzayo
hawu ubhale Holy Association emadoda
mposi
what comes to mind Sipho what comes to mind
that's true this and if we can be careful from these people who are around us they know exactly ukuthi how zealous we used to be. And it always continues to remind us if we quench the spirit, because one of those signs also, if somebody quenched the spirit of God within him or her, it's a sign of the indication, because the Holy Spirit will always alert and bring those alignment, the red note, tweet, 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 baba, so ya shy, papa, wrong direction. Logia combis, and the little vessel funded with 1 verse 4, it is two funded, so good. If we sow in the flesh, we will reap in the flesh, because we are people of the spirit. So once we start to sow in the flesh, obviously, I wanted to read this scripture. I wanted to read this scripture. Chapter 5, verse 13. There is one of the indications that we take our freedom and misuse it. For you, my brothers and sisters, you were called to freedom. Only do not use your freedom to become an opportunity for a sinful nature, a worldliness and selfishness. In other words, backsliding sign your corner, when we use this liberty that we had, trust everything because I'm a believer. Somehow I take that freedom and utilize it. And if you ask me, all those, we use our freedom. And we use this freedom. For our flesh. And those as an indication, hey, Baba, you're heading on the wrong direction. Wrong direction. And people, they know exactly what I mean. Because they know what's good, lower safiga. Hi, Pagu Pradanga, sister, Kate and Timmy, Provolent thing. Why? Because Cecilia's if I'm a good sister one side, brother one side. But because of the long chain, Yai Bamba, Inzele, good Kunama signs that comes to your pig slide. Lugutu, when I saw Tolagala Muprada, Jalo Pagu sister, no more sister. Those are the signs and the indication, Baba. Be aware, because somehow our flesh will get an opportunity, and that opportunity comes in, hey Baba, your moshaga is gaining. Let us be careful.
We must be very careful, otherwise your moshaga tinsoletningi tamoshaga. Hey, my daughter. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 and also 012-334-1322. What are the signs that would show that someone is backsliding? What are some of the signs that you'd see? Have you seen the signs, Gumfundis, when now they're no longer preaching the word?
Hey, all about money.
Yeah, it's all about money.
Yeah.
And if it's not money, it's about bashing other people and other churches.
Yeah, outsmarting them, not giving them an opportunity to be one mind with Christ.
And then also, now you see there's this other ring that he's wearing and this other belt that he's wearing all the time. And then he shines it on the people, and the people start behaving as if they are drunk and they fall down and all those kinds of things. Hey, banna. Di manu ti se di kare vyan munga mara kereke vyan.
Hey.
Nanti mi ti. You know, and you start to see this. Hey, Musla. There's no longer this prayer. Now you delegate like nobody's business. This service is during the time, during the week you would go. On the first day, on the second day, you would go on these services, these house prayers. You would go. But now, now you are selling. You are selling Bitcoin.
Your balance is. Those are the smaller indication that we need to be skeptical for this. If a man of God and a second dedicated governor, he can't work, but he leave the services, then...
During the service, he goes.
Yeah, and
I'm calling umfundisi kukhona la aphuthume khona uyafuneka. Fanele nazi manje ukuthi umfundisi is a public figure now.
And the mawulandelela, it's not that something fishy that is coming.
Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699 and 012-334-1322. And talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And of course, people are talking no sipo la bayana. They are talking no sipo on Facebook. With regards to this topic.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety. Speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. The time has just gone 12 minutes to the hour 6. The lines are open. You can talk to us directly there. And let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699. This one I know you'll get us. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. If you want to send a WhatsApp or a voice note, the WhatsApp line is 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this issue. We are talking about signs of backsliding. What is it that we see that makes us, you know, to actually become aware that, hey, it looks like things are not going well here? I need to hear from you. Talk to us there. Thank you so much, Dorothy. Thank you so much. I see the message there. Let me read it. It says, Sanbonani Babare, signs of backsliding is when you no longer believing in the word of God. Sesifuna ukuncedisa uNkulunkulu ophezu konke nowazi konke. Kwezinye isikhathi sizwakala nange language. Usithole sesikhuluma njengezwe.
And God says he takes no pleasure in anyone who turns away from him. Hebrews 10 verses 32 to 39. Lord have mercy. That is Dorothy who has written to us there. Yeah, but you say guy and ubaba manje. Yeah, say guy and netiswa. So by a zenzel and endela bazenzel and a corn. 0826572729. You can give us your voice note and also or send us your WhatsApp over there. Otherwise, you can talk to me and Sipho directly 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Here's another one. This one, when people are turning backwards, forsaking the Father, they are turning backwards. When one is leaning on their old ways, I remember I've said this in the beginning, so I just want to balance everything with scripture, the things that I was saying in the introduction. When people turn backwards, then you start to see they embrace old hobbies and all those things, you know? Emashini bese bakhohliwe Sipho bangasakwazi. Hey, my daughter, so yangena lapha bathu kuse totin. So yangena ku tot. How? Baze bathi kuwe a man. We never thought we'd see you again. For how many years has it been now? 12 years. And you're back. And then your other friend udlula ku Petty Beer, he says, "Never say never, bafo. Never say never. Now kubuyile." Those are signs that you're backsliding. When the world now is embracing you.
Becoming a friend with the world.
Yes. It's an indicator, Yoguti, you are backsliding. Sipho, what comes to mind?
That's true, Mfundisi. You remind me with scriptures, Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, literally. So remember the height from which you have fallen and repent. Change your inner self and your old ways of thinking. Your sinful behavior, seek God's will, and do not work as you did it before. In other words, again, the Mfundisi would must see this one. Jengam Mfundisi, nang kind of change him out to nama toys of any band. Masong bonus and galas and buyelang topa topa. Can you certainly let and I think in Nanyan can die? I used to mshambe to change any madam, mama lapica, sing galele foot gang Nanyan. All those are the old habits that comes back in a sabu in angel strong, but can manage the bigger to Puzuchuala. So ya fagashela nje tavern yabo awukaphuza sa check and ukuthi hayi usahamba kahle. All the indication ukuthi you backslide man ngoba ubuyele emumva and ngeke ubuyele fully zobuyela kancanyane because uma usindiswa mfundisi izwe lobumnyama lakudala liyandlula bese uvela le ndlela enye. So uma sewucala sobuyela kancane iBhayibheli ithi khumbula la wekhona bese buyele mu uthathe ikhwama zakho ubuyele kule ndlela yokuthatha ceda kuphenduka. Wasinyanya isono wangasifuna manje sekuyamangala ukuthi sokunguwe manje so uyafuna ukubalansisa ukuthi ebazalwane singazenzi yabo holiday siyakwazi uku-accommodate ukuthi abangani nami abakade bangakhola bangabuya futhi bazohlala nami ngoba lo angiceda kusindiswa yibo babeyihambele seyimanje ngiyabuya ngiyobavakashela. All those stuff are the small indication ukuthi sengiyabackslide. Nganginesikhathi nonkosikazi wami ngihlala naye sifunda iBhayibheli sithandaza. I'm no longer having that such time. Sengihlala ngomuntu obhizi soyayedwa esontweni abantwana sebaya. All those are the indications ukuthi kancane something bad is about to happen. So it's an indication okudinga ukuthi thina njengabantwana bakankulunkulu we need to raise up the spiritual realms and detect ukuthi no, something is fishy that is coming. So we need to repent and remember where we've fallen and come back to the original love of God.
You know, on your timeline, Sipho, I have posted Hosea chapter 11, verse 17 to support what you're just saying. That it says, my people are bent on backsliding from me. They call to the Most High. None of them exalt him. No longer exalting the Most High. No longer exalting the Most High, but exalting other things
more than God,
more than the Most High. Exalting your theology, exalting your church, exalting your vision, your ministry, your experience in ministry, your eloquence, your knowledge of the Bible.
Yet no longer
exalting the Most High. It's an indicator that one is backsliding. Suppose.
It's true indeed, Fundis. Remember, we are doing God's work. We are working with God. So God should lead us into all truth. And he's the one that has to be the center of the message that we're preaching. So if it's all about me, Ray, my church, my doctrine, I'm smarter than the average, it's an indication that we're backsliding. Because backsliding, it means you're moving back, moving away from what you used to be. In other words, this thing that hurt me most. If you listen to the testimony, in all the things I show, no mention of the name Jesus Christ. No longer mention of the name Elohim, the one who was and who is and is to come. That's not king now, but who is exalted here? In this testimony, who took the glory? In other words, from this, I'm a miracle, but who is the center of the doer of the miracle? If it's not God, Jehovah Elohim, Yeshua HaMashiach, then it means it's an indication of Baba for backsliding. Because who I'm from this, I would follow it. Another one from this indication of backsliding is faithlessness. In other words, you call, you don't call. Remember, Bible, April 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's not. We are not able to please God.
It's impossible.
So if you call, why do you call yourself a believer? If you show all the stuff, you become contrary to what the word is expected from us. It's an indication of our mind. When I'm done, I say, I naturally like a calling. So, buza young kid, standard real, most of standards. All those are the indications of you are backsliding, because they are faithless. So if we are people of faith, we need to move by faith, because we are people who are not walking by sight, but we have to walk by faith.
Absolutely. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout and talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And then also 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. And we can talk with regards to this. You can tell us as to what are some of the signs that you see, which in many instances than one are signs that show that there is a backsliding of a sort that is taking place. Send us your WhatsApps and also your voice notes.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
There we go. You can talk to us there. Tell us, what are the signs of backsliding? I saw another sign of backsliding. It will be when people start to behave in a way that makes them unfit for the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you can look into this, it is in Luke chapter 9, verse 62. But Yahusha said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of the Father. You know, no one, having put his hand on the plow and looking back, is fit. Ungabaz, you know, is fit for the kingdom of the Father. We see much of the times people are holding on to the ministry and serving, but at the same time you find them looking back. And looking back here, we are talking about reverting and still comparing what they are doing with perhaps the beauty of what they used to do before, you know. When I was doing this, now, that's looking back. It's looking back and doing things that disqualify us for the kingdom. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. When we start to embrace gospels, you know, things sifaka izinto into the gospel, is it? When we start to embrace that which is different from what the Father has given us, it's a sign of backsliding. Those are indicators. Sipo.
That's true indeed, Fundis. Also, being a double-minded person that shows an unstable and unrest in all what we do in all our ways, it's an indication, Fundis, we are definitely backsliding. When they repented, they throw away amans, dambo, and all these funny material things that they used to pray with. But if you babona sebabuyele mumva, so ya tanda, so pete ne kanlen, those are this indication of good. So buyele njele mzato za tala. So buyele manje la pakba tanda, net manje go wako, awusa tanda, so fagi pie, so fagi soup in a tie. Those are the indication of manje. So buyele mumba, when you no longer used to guti utanda as a resushis in paper, manje so ya tanda as a uisegele nang in paper. Those are the indication of good, man, something now is not right. In other words, if sign for the good munifera double minded, which is which. We are called your tanda as well, but we are being humble young. Mansenkaya means Opungano, Makulkulu, Mashia Mate, Mansa something. Those are the double minded persons. At James chapter 1, verse 8. Being a double minded person, unstable and reckless in all his way, in everything he thinks, he feels or desire. In other words, uNkulunkulu wethu akamfuni umuntu o-double-minded because we akahambi nabantu elinyawo lakhe lingaphangasezweni ile abantu abasha mfundisa kuthi hayi no ngiyakhola ukholo kumele sibhalansise phela uphinde uphinde impilo engcwele ngakho uphinde uyazi nale life phela ayinjalo. Those are the double-minded person and will always be unstable and ngeke uNkulunkulu ahambe nomuntu onjalo. Those are the sign and the indication that you are backsliding. You cannot serve two masters. You hate the others and love the others.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Signs of backsliding. I'm very much interested in that. Pumi in KZN, I hope you'll tell us about signs of backsliding. But I see you're talking about wine. Says, I heard Umfundisi characterizes drinking as backsliding or sinful act. He touched a bit on conversion of water into wine by Jesus. Although alcohol is by no means a central scriptural issue, the Bible alludes to its use. So, the problem emerged in Jewish experience after the conquest of Canaan. The land of Canaan flowed not only with milk and honey, but with wine as well. The hills of Judea were ideal for the vineyards, and so the Hebrews, whose nomadic past has shielded them, had to come to terms with alcohol as part of the ordinary life. In general, they regarded wine as a gift, and they praised God for it. Did they regard wine as a gift or alcohol as a gift? Because wine and alcohol are two different things. Pumi is quoting all these scriptures of Psalm 104, 14 to 15, Proverbs 20, and says, it is fair to say that both total abstinence and moderate use were acceptable to Jesus. Paul was prepared to accept the brothers and sisters, those who drink and those who do not drink. He also spoke favorable of using wine. I'm talking about drunkenness. That's where you don't get it.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.